Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, today we have children who sometimes seem to be much, much mature than us. And they, when we try to advise them about something, when we want to actually lecture them sometimes about things, they hardly hear to us. They don't listen to us. And why is it so?
Yes, there could be many reasons for that, which we need to, you know, take
address
care of,
to.
Address them and see. For example, we speak too much. I mean, as parents, we need to always be telling them things instead of listening to them and taking care of what they feel. We are always trying to tell them and lecture them, and we're talking too much. And number one, they aren't even able to grasp what you're saying. So you need to, you know, talk little, lesser, but in a manner that can make your child understand what you want.
Yeah.
Don't talk too much. Don't start lecturing all the time. Otherwise, it diminishes the value of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes another issue may be a child, for example, doesn't even listen to what he's being told.
Yeah.
He's so much engrossed and he's so much engaged in playing around, watching TV. He's not even paying attention to what
paying you're saying. Paying attention, yeah. That's so another problem.
Another problem may be that, for example, you've told him off so much that he then doesn't want to listen to you. He doesn't even want to.
So is he fed up sometimes?
Yes, he may be fed up. His attitude too much. So you've been speaking so much, you're not letting him come out with his feelings. He's maybe engaged too much in something, or he doesn't even want to listen to you. Or another time, sometimes when you want to talk to your child, you're not paying attention to him. He feels that you're not the center of his attentions. You're not being engaged. You're not engaging with him. You're just talking to yourself, maybe.
Okay.
And you're taking care of your own things. You're taking care of your chores. You want to do your household activities. You're not paying attention. So he thinks I'm not so much important for my parents. Or maybe you're not using the proper words. You're using words which he can't even bear. Things which are they reflect.
Like sometimes when we get upset with them, we use ugly names or
exactly.
Things
so
like that. That's, we try
that's,
to abuse
that is
them.
The problem. You say, oh, you can't do this. You're too young to do it, or you're not able to do it, or you don't have it in you. So instead of praising them, boosting them and giving them confidence, you're making them lose your confidence. Then sometimes you're too harsh. and you expect things to be done without any reason. You want him or her to follow what you're saying and to accept what you're saying without any, you know, questioning, without understanding why it has to be done. You just keep on urging him or her to do something which he does not understand. Why should it be done?
So sometimes things that your child is not listening to you at all, his attention is somewhere else. Sometimes you're harsh, your tone is not that good. And sometimes it's like you have used some kind of bad words before, or sometimes he feels least important. And that's how he feel. He does not listen to you. And there may be many more reasons. We'll ask you for sure. But let's take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we're discussing why a child sometimes does not listen to his parents, why he becomes a kind of arrogant, and Professor Salman Naqvi is helping us. Yes, Professor.
Yes, so we were saying that there are many different reasons. Either you're talking too much, you're scolding all the time, he doesn't want to listen to you, he's engaged in something, he doesn't even listen to what you're saying, he can't hear what you're saying, or you're not paying attention to him while you're speaking, you're doing your other things and you want him to listen to you. It can't be. You need to focus on him and make him realize that you're important. He's important for you. And then maybe you're using harsh words that diminish his respect. And maybe he's, especially in elder children, they want to, you know, show that they have their own will. They need to be independent. They can't listen to their parents all the time.
All right. So one of the reasons if a child is not listening to you is that he may be friends with someone who are not of his age, who are elder to him, and who kind of show that, all right, I'm mature enough now and I know things now, and now I can do many things myself. So this could be one of the reasons.
It could
being peers with people who are elder to you.
Yes, it could be because of that, or because of the fact that he himself is coming of an age where he feels that he has his independence. He should have his own independence. So yes, the reason is that basically he or she wants to express the fact that I'm independent and I have my own my own feelings and my thoughts. And then, of course, we've said that criticizing too much is also going to put him off. And not just sometimes you're not criticizing, you're speaking too much, you're talking to him too much.
All right.
But sometimes you're not talking much, but whenever you talk to him, whenever you talk to your child, you always make him irritated. You always, you know, scold him. You always tell him off. You always
talk something that's not of his interest.
Of course. So this is also a problem. So we need to be, number one, when we're talking to the child, we should be giving him, as it is important, quality time. He should realize the fact that you're talking, you're giving your time to him. You feel that he's important. And you want to talk to him heart to heart. You want to be able to not only talk to him and speak to him, and you want to be able to listen to him also, and to listen to her also, what he or she feels. And you also want him or her to advise you, especially of an elder age, when you are at an age where you should be, as we said, in the third 7 years, you need to be talking to them and asking them for their advice also. You have a problem. You need them to help you. You need to them to assist you.
Yeah.
So and you need them to take part in the activities in the house.
True.
Or outside even.
Yeah. Professor will discuss more with you. Let's take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi. And Professor is helping us with a lot of information today regarding a child who does not listen to us and why he does not listen to us. Professor is telling us and also at the same time helping us what we as parents could do.
Yes, we should also be careful when, as I said, that maybe he's engaged in something and you want to tell him something. Don't disturb him. Maybe let him continue what he's doing or what she's doing. And then when he finishes that, then you can say, okay, now that you've finished what you were doing, now I want to talk to you. Or even maybe the child maybe tired. He's come back from school, he's tired, he wants to rest maybe, or he's hungry. Now the moment he wants something from you, you start scolding him and you start telling him off because of things that he has done maybe. No, you should wait for him to, become number one, free from what he's doing. Number two, if he's feeling tired, let him, rest a little while. If he's hungry, give him food to eat. And then take your time out and then talk to him and make him feel relaxed and then talk to him. And then one of the most important things is that sometimes what happens is that is the most important thing maybe that we need to set the rules. Sometimes we do not set the rules. We don't tell them what we expect them to do, and then we start telling them off for making mistakes which they do not even realize that it is a mistake, or mm-hmm. it's something which turns you off maybe. So yes, when you discipline your child and when you inculcate in him the understanding of being just and being disciplined and being able to manage his life, when he's you've taught him to be very much precise in his actions and in his behavior, but still you need to set some rules, ground rules. Look, okay, this is as we discussed before sometime, that maybe you want your children to go to sleep at some specific time. Then you should observe that time. You should set that rule. You should set that law that everyone should be asleep at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the night. And
perfect
yes,
rules.
Yes. So, or you need, for example, you expect your child, if he wants to have his food, then you should expect him to go and wash his hands.
Yeah.
Then come back, and then after eating, go wash his hands. Before starting to eat, taking the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At the end of the food, you should start maybe offering a prayer, for example.
Yeah.
So these things, they can be set as rules, they can be explained, they can be played out with the children all together, sitting together and coming together. And that is one of the important things we need to, start in our lives, that we start giving them children a specific time of the day that we need to sit together as a family, especially tea time or lunch time or dinner time. We come together.
What time before bedtime?
And discuss with each other the problems which we have faced in the day and the problems she has faced at school or maybe at work. So these we should establish a relationship of confidentiality and confidence.
Yeah. Sure. So thank you so much, Professor, for helping us out with so important points and such important information. That would be really helpful for many parents today. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.